That's true.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That was the star of this year's Winterland, or I guess last year's Winterland. Last month's Winterland. Ordinary Alex Warren. Our show is definitely over-caffeinated today by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Thank you once again to Lisa Smoot, the president of that. It's unbelievable. She came in here so hot, like telling us stories about how she knew all of us and, you know, runs into my cousin Tucker at some kind of conference.
That's still nutty.
I know.
She met Tucker and then he didn't know about all the things you say about him on the air.
Of all the people to meet, that was the best person she could have met.
So funny.
I love the Tucker story of all of your stories the most.
Oh, you haven't heard the peeing story.
Okay, well, tell me it.
What's the peeing story?
Oh, really?
Oh, really? We're going there?
You don't know that story?
Oh, that, I thought you were saying a Tucker story, because there is a Tucker peeing story, too.
We don't know that one.
Well, I have never told that story.
Okay, so what's that story?
Well, he was mean to my brother. When we were little.
About his...
No, somebody eyes? Might have peed in a place that the other person wouldn't want them to.
Oh, so Tucker was bullying your brother, so your brother peed on his shoes?
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know what just happened.
Well, it's still your fault.
What? What did I...
Benson Boone and Chibuzi tickets, today's last day. In an hour, we'll have our final pair to give away. 905 will give you a code word. Mason's got you at 1205, and it's Jane with a code word at 505. You take those to RadioAlice.com, enter the code word for your last chance to win a pair of tickets for Benson Boone with special guest Chibuzi. This is right before big game weekend, February 5th, Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, courtesy of Bay Area Host Committee and Another Planet Entertainment. We have a phone. We have a text line.
Mm-hmm.
They are one and the same. And the number is 800-400-3697. That's FM 97, 800-400-FM-97. And we'd love to hear from you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your comments, all the things. This weekend at the movie theater, if you're interested, there is a movie. This is the first I'm hearing of this movie. And I'm wondering if you guys saw, like, I don't watch any ads, so... Maybe I would have seen it. There's something called Send Help. It's rated R. It's a survival horror thriller starring Rachel McAdams as a mistreated employee.
Yep.
Oh, you do know about this.
Absolutely. I've seen the ads for this.
Okay.
She is hard to buy as the frumpy co-worker to this jerky guy who's... You know, the ultra successful, young, up and coming, you know, boss type. But she's Rachel McAdams. Come on.
She really doesn't mess up well. Even when she was in True Detective, I think she's in the second season of that.
Yep.
And she's supposed to play this like gritty, she's sort of over the world and she's supposed to be a cop. And you're like, no,
there's a reason that second season was the worst season.
Yeah.
And she's a great actress, but this is another,
she is really good.
Another
notebook,
hard
anybody?
Sell.
Come on.
I can't be sure. You have to watch it to find out, but she plays this and then they get marooned on an island.
Isn't that funny?
And she's the one who's now in charge.
Yeah. The power dynamic shifts.
Is that what it says there?
It says she's a mistreated employee stranded on a desert island with her sexist boss, played by Dylan O'Brien.
Dylan!
Which he quickly comes to regret as she seizes control of the power dynamic. It's directed by Sam Raimi, who did Spider-Man, whose horror credits include the original Evil Dead, which is great, and Army of Darkness movies.
There's a scene where they're now marooned,
yeah.
And she says to him, "We're not in the office anymore, Dylan."
Oh.
And he's got a tear running down his eye because I guess he's like, I'm really scared. And she seems to be able
and in charge.
She's handling things.
I put the trailer up. I put all these things that I'm going to mention. The trailers are up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's another one called Shelter, and that's also rated R. This is a Jason Statham movie. He plays a former British spy living in self-imposed exile on a remote island, another island-themed one. When he rescues an orphaned girl from a deadly storm, Bill Nighy, that's the guy who plays the aging rock star in Love Actually.
Are you sure it's not the science guy?
No, that's Bill Nighy. This is Bill Nighy. Oh. Or however you say it, N-I-G-H-Y. Bill Nighy. Nighy.
He's the one, he's the singer.
He's the singer, right.
Okay.
Well, Turns out, the love of my life was actually you.
He was already old 25 years ago when they made that movie.
How old was he when they made that movie? How old was that guy in that
63.
Movie?
63.
He was like 52.
Okay, still.
Isn't that crazy,
well,
though?
Well, he looked like he played a good rock star, as in, I'm worn out.
Right.
He looks younger now. I think he's been
probably been doing some stuff.
Oh, of course. How could I forget? Men can do that, too.
Right.
So Bill Nighy plays, discovers his location and sends a team to kill him. I guess because he rescues the girl. I don't know. Jason Statham has to then fight his way across the UK to get the girl to safety. And there are some limited releases.
That's cool. Fighting your way across the UK to get people
save
to safety.
Girl,
that's
right. Yeah. You're
going to fight a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Be a hero.
It's very Running Man.
I got this. Mm. That's cool.
Melania, the documentary about Melania Trump in the 20 days leading up to her husband's second inauguration. Amazon bought it for $40 million, spent $35 million promoting it, and it's expected to make about $3 million at the box office.
Oh, it's going to be in... It's an Amazon movie that's in theaters.
It is in limited release. I heard 1,500 theaters.
A lot of theaters declined running the movie.
Oh, I wonder if that's why they've called it limited. Because 1,500 is still, a third of all the theaters. When some of these big movies, like a big blockbuster opens, it'll be in like 4,000 theaters or something like that. So it doesn't seem like 1,500 is... When I think of limited, I think it's in New York and L.A., maybe here. On your TV this weekend, today on HBO, the streaming premiere of, HBO Max, whatever, the streaming premiere of If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, which is one of those movies that's been floating around a while. I've heard about it. It did get an Oscar nod for Rose Byrne. It was nominated for Best Actress. And this might be a good one to watch because it's an Oscar contender. It's a psychological drama starring Rose Byrne as a mom whose mental health unravels as she's worn down dealing with her daughter's mystery illness. Conan O'Brien plays her therapist, and Christian Slater is her neglectful husband. A$AP Rocky's also in it. He's a concerned neighbor. I know. On Saturday Night Live this weekend, Alexander Skarsgård is the host.
Ooh.
I'll be there for that. And Cardi B is the musical guest.
We care about that?
Yes, we do. Okay. Very much.
All right.
Alexander Skarsgård.
What do I know? I don't know.
Top tier. You know what's funny? Like, if you ask me who's like the hottest celebrity, I'd be like, I don't even know. I can't think of anybody. But then I hear his name. I go, oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, Murderbot.
Would he be number one on your list right now?
He
the
might
modern
be right
day
now. I
heartthrobs.
Love him. I love him.
Who's your number one heartthrob, Bob? Like, in the, of the celebrity world.
Probably Zendaya.
No. Oh, okay. Oh. I suppose if you swing that way.
Right.
Yeah, we were thinking.
What's wrong with picking a girl?
Hey.
It's nothing. At first I was like, what? And then I was like, well, I guess she can.
She doesn't have to have a wiener.
I think Zendaya's hot.
Okay.
So if she wanted to, you'd be like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, don't forget, she was making out with girls at her 12th birthday.
It was my 13th.
Okay, sorry.
And we weren't making out.
What do you mean you weren't making out?
It was spin the bottle. It was just
a little kissy kiss.
God, I love spin the bottle.
Kissy face, into your phone.
That wasn't how I got my first kiss, but that's how I got like 12 through, 30 kisses. like there was a point there where I went, we should play spin the bottle. Oh, look, I found one.
I didn't just pull it out of my jacket. Stop it. You know, it's funny because it is the icebreaker that sometimes children need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it would always, it never landed on anybody I wanted it to.
Well, you added too many people to the game.
I know.
Just needs to be you and Rochelle. Then.
Oh, it landed on me again. All right. Let me try and get it to land on you. Sunday, 8 o'clock on CBS, the Grammys. 68th Annual Grammy Awards. performers include Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, all the best new artist nominees. And I have a little more on this if I can get to it. I'll do it in an hour. Sunday on HBO, episode 3 of A Night of the Seven Kingdoms. Are we all caught up?
Yes.
Renee?
I am not.
Have you watched it all?
The whole 2 episodes? Yes, yes, I have. It's less than an hour of TV.
I'll get to it this weekend.
I can't wait.
I want to tell you something, though, that is interesting to me. I have a friend who is currently working her way through the Oscar movies.
Ah.
And I was like, oh, that is smart.
Yes.
Like, now's the time.
Then
so
you're
that you
interested
have some...
in the...
And I was like, I've seen Zootopia 2 twice and SpongeBob 5. I haven't been to I got a lot of work to do if I'm going to be up on the Oscars.
One battle after another, which is one I think you should see because it's great and it's got a lot of nominations. It's on HBO, I believe.
Okay.
That one's streaming right now?
Yeah.
There's a few of the big ones that are streaming. Yeah. And don't worry, Bob's Movie Club's going to help you out. Catch up on the most important ones.
Good.
That's good. So next week we'll get our next assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got a question from one of our listeners in the 510. Did anyone start watching Bridgerton yesterday?
I didn't. Oh, you did.
I started. I watched most of the first episode.
And?
It's a lot of, you know, laying the groundwork. They didn't serve me previously on. So I don't know if I accidentally skipped it or they didn't give me one, but I'm like a little confused about everyone's relationships, like how everyone's doing.
And it sounds stinky so far based on what you just said. You didn't like it.
I wasn't immediately hooked, but maybe I was not in the right mood.
Maybe. I tried to get John to watch it with me, and I was hoping maybe Tina and I could watch it together, you know, at the same time. But I just didn't get
Tina's coming?
No, but you can now watch TV and be on the phone together and, you know, just be typing back and forth. If you, okay, 1, 2, 3, press play when your phone hits, you know, 1:30 p.m., hit play. And then
you do
both,
that?
I haven't, but I was hoping to.
Oh.
Yeah, because we spent a lot of time talking about Bridgerton while she was
you
here.
You and Teen do.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
One suggestion for this weekend is Wonder Man. I started it yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And I watched 4 episodes. They're about 30 minutes each. And I stayed up a little later than I should because I was watching it. The action doesn't, it kind of builds up, you know.
It's got you.
Oh, it's totally
got me.
Grabbed
you from the start, though.
Grabbed me from the start. Yeah.
Wonder Man.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm sorry, what is that on?
That is on Disney.
Okay. And it's in the Marvel comic universe.
Yes, in the Marvel comic.
Do you need to know the backstory on these people too?
No, they explain, you know, the Mandarin, which is the Ben Kingsley character from the other movie. They explain who he is very clearly at the beginning. There's a government agency I hadn't heard of before that's looking to put superheroes into prison. Oh. That's kind of the whole thing of it. And then this actor who's hiding something.
Wound up getting through 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah.
All right, great.
I'm not watching superheroes. I don't care how good it is.
What if I say it's really good?
And it's not really, it doesn't, like, there's no superhero stuff for a while. Like, it builds up. Like, you don't really know when that's going to kick in.
Then why make it a superhero show? Just make it a regular show. I'm sick of it.
Just
I'm
watch it.
I'm sick of it. No. And Sarah, if you watch it and you like it, then I'll watch it. But only if you watch Heated Freaking Rivalry.
I do want to watch that.
Then yeah, watch it.
She will watch it. Don't worry. She loves gay love.
But
she loves it.
She's missing it.
I know. Well, I mean, at some point I'll be retired and we'll be on the phone every day watching shows together.
Oh, I can't wait.
That'd be great.
Also, I finished Ponies.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think?
Should I watch
Season
that?
1. Oh, it's great.
Okay.
I highly recommend. It's these two. It's in the 70s. The clothes are cool.
This is the one with Daenerys Targaryen.
Yes, Khaleesi and the annoying girl from season 2 of The White Lotus.
Oh, which girl
Haley
was that?
Lou Richardson. She was like the assistant to Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, I actually really liked her.
Yeah. Then they're both great in this. And it's fun. It's like a little light, but it has a lot of moving pieces.
Is it a mystery?
It's partially a mystery. It's a spy show.
Okay. That sounds good.
That one's streaming on Peacock.
You guys, this is the first I've seen of this, and I'm not trying to get everyone all riled up, but I do want to tell you the Variety headline here is Writers Guild of America staff authorizes a strike, accuses guild leaders of bargaining in bad faith. There's not a whole lot more here, but The staff of Writers Guild of America has voted to authorize a strike weeks before the union is due to sit down with the major studios. The union staffers who organized last spring have been demanding better wages and job protections in their first contract. There have been ongoing negotiations, it looks like.
Negotiations are gnarly in any situation. Anytime, anywhere. It's terrible because often you need to have authorized the strike before they're anywhere near that just so they can say, forget it, we're striking.
Right.
So they just have to have that in their back pocket. But negotiations shouldn't be ugly. There's plenty for everyone.
There really is. People at the top, just share it downward. Just do an actual trickle down.
Try to remember how you get stuff. Mm. The people who write, the content creators, I don't even like calling stuff content. It's become this like generic term for people's life's work.
Right.
Oh, I've been working at this my whole life, and now it's lowered down to some content.
Right.
Some random content.
Right. I know. It actually does sort of lump it in with everybody else. It's like, here's my thoughts on Domino's. I mean, I've really been giving this a lot of thought. That's solid content.
Anyway, I hope that they absolutely get what they want.
Yeah, I know. The writer's strikes suck.
Keep the good product coming, because you just heard that whole segment was about the things you guys are watching. Hello?
I'm busy talking. I'm so not done talking that I'm talking at
underneath me.
Right, at all times. Okay, here we go. This is a new dating show. And this is why.
We don't need that.
Oh, I'm not sure if we need it or not. We might need a bunch of new dating shows if all the writers go on strike. There is a new dating show where contestants don't reveal their age. And the question is, does this get creepy? This to me sounds really uninteresting. But I sent the teaser trailer over to Maddie and said, just give us a look and see if there's anything. And you were like, he goes, I think I might actually watch the show.
So he's in.
So
I'm in.
It's called The Age of Attraction. It's coming in March. I want to say it was like March 13th, March 11th. So Age of Attraction starts March 11th. The contestants range in age from 22 to 59, but nobody knows anybody else's true age. For whatever that's worth. The teaser spends a lot of time on cougar and cub relationships. And apparently this looks kind of cute. So here we go. We're gonna listen to a little bit of this.
People your age, they put a stigma to that.
The truth is, when love is there and love is real, age won't matter.
Well, they certainly found good looking people.
Age is just a number. You'll be dating without ever knowing how old your partner is.
I don't know if these guys are my age, my dad's age, my grandpa's age.
I'm getting nervous.
Good luck.
What are you gonna get?
An oyster shooter?
I say we go for it.
Just because they're an aphrodisiac?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear something absolutely insane?
All this chat.
Okay, I really feel like people need to just watch this trailer. I put these up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because some of these, it's really obvious that there's a massive age difference, and other ones, it's not quite as obvious.
Is the old guy in this coupling?
No, he's actually. So
really?
She thinks he's in his 30s and is really nervous about that. He's actually in his 20s.
Yeah, that dude's 22 years old and she's 51.
Yeah.
But he thinks she's in her 40s and she thinks he's around 30.
Look underneath his eyes. He's brand new.
He is brand
the
new.
Eyes do tell the story.
Brand new boy.
No matter what else you got going on in your face, your eyes, they don't lie. Hmm. Anyway, so there's this new creepy.
He appears
dating.
To sleep well, too.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, well rested.
I hate this kid. Dumb kids.
Of course, we're assuming everyone on the show is a consenting adult.
Right.
But I don't know. The older man, younger woman thing.
That might get creepier.
Might. Anyway, Age of Attraction. If you're like, oh, I've got to watch this show, Maddie. It's Netflix on March 11th. And I thought to myself, well, I guess that one was bound to happen. There have been so many terrible dating shows. And so I decided to put a game together. It's time to play a game.
Oh, yay! A game, everyone.
All right.
We never play games.
I know. It's such a, it's always such a massive surprise when we play a game, right? All right, so this one is called Reality Dating Show, Real or Fake. Did this actually air? Let's start with Too Hot to Handle. Hot singles lose prize money every time they touch, kiss, or think impure thoughts. Too Hot to Handle, real or fake?
Fake.
Fake.
Oh, that's incredibly real.
Real. That is a real one. Oh, my.
Why are we doing that?
I'm not sure.
That's the start of the show. Yeah. We're starting over?
You don't have to play the music. This is a long game. Settle in,
oh,
everybody.
Boy.
All right.
All right, here we go.
As she kicks her feet up on the desk.
That's right.
Just so you know.
I'm settling in.
It's all relaxed.
These are these real?
It's gonna be a long one.
Reality dating shows, real or fake? Real show actually happened, actually aired somewhere, or completely made up?
All right.
Marriage or Mirage? Couples plan a wedding while secretly deciding whether their partner is even real or just hired talent.
Fake.
So they meet. They're going to set it up.
That
one's
fake.
It's fake.
That one's fake. Good job. Everybody gets a point. Bob leads by 1 point. MILF Manor. Older women date much younger men who turn out to be each other's sons.
Oh, that's funny. That's real.
I hope it's real.
I thought it was real until that twist at the end. I'll say real.
It is real. So all these, you know, however many old ladies, all their sons show up and they're like, what? You can't date that lady.
I actually think that would have been a successful show if it weren't for that they're all each other's sons. That seems unnecessary.
How is a mom not supposed to have a cow the minute her son walks in with another?
They did have cows. They did. Actually, I think I watched the first episode of that.
What?
It was just recent that this happened. And I don't know if it even got canceled. Like, I think
it's ringing a bell that it's newer, but there's no way it's going to last.
All right, here's the next one.
How did you can't last?
No.
Every mom is like, that came from me. No.
It has been shelved by TLC after two seasons.
Oh, two seasons.
Got
two seasons.
That's a lot.
Scary.
Maybe they shot him back to back.
You people watch weird stuff. Let me tell you that.
Love Under Oath. Contestants swear legally binding vows to stay honest while competing for love and answering probing, sensitive questions. Love Under Oath. Real
oh, God,
or fake?
I'm made for that game. The question and asking. I mean.
Love Under Oath.
I'll say real.
I'll say real, too.
I'll go real.
It's fake.
Ah!
Sorry. The ultimatum. Marry or move on. Couples either commit to marriage or temporarily date other people to be sure. That one is the ultimatum. Marry or move on.
That's real.
I can see a lot of people feeling that, so I'm going to say it's real, too.
It is real.
It is real. Have you ever watched it?
No.
Said it was such authority.
Well, I know that it exists, just kind of like how I know that the overbed head bins are not assigned.
All right, let's not go there.
Wow. Not letting that go.
So wrong.
Date My Therapist. Singles are matched with people who've already heard all their emotional baggage. Date My Therapist. Real or fake?
It's got to be fake. That's not even legal. I don't think.
Fake.
I think it's real.
It's fake.
It's got to be like some kind of oath you take, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm your therapist. We can't do it.
And it seems like in the interview process, you'd have to like admit that you know all this stuff about this person. We're now tied 4-4.
Dang it.
The last text. Contestants are eliminated based on the final text message they ever sent an ex.
Fake.
That's a fugazi.
That's what is that fake?
Yeah.
What do you think, Vin?
I think that's fake too.
It is fake.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough legs to that.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Dating naked. Strangers date completely naked because naked.
There is a dating naked show, but I don't remember it being called that. But there was one where like there would be a
talking about naked and afraid?
No. There would be somebody standing naked on a podium with like a screen covering them.
Oh, yeah.
And it would, then there'd
go
be a person judging
knees.
Them. Yes. You'd see just like their calves and you could say yes or no. And then it would keep going up.
I watched that.
But I don't think it was called this.
I'm going to say yes.
You're saying?
Yeah.
I will say real as well.
I'm saying fake.
It's real. Oh, you just fell behind. That was it. It was called Dating Naked.
Was it called Dating Naked?
I guess so. I mean, maybe it's a different show where they're also naked. Rent a soulmate. Singles, lease a partner for 30 days and decide whether to keep dating or return them for another model. Rent a soulmate.
Fake.
What are you guys watching? I mean, really?
Don't judge.
I have to. That's terrible.
People like to escape from their own life.
No, that is not real. I'm going to believe that that never happened.
I'll go for real.
It's fake. Oh, Vinny pulls into the lead. 7-6-6. Love on layaway. Couples earn emotional milestones one payment at a time.
Sure. Real.
Fake.
Read the synopsis again.
Couples earn emotional milestones one payment at a time. Real or fake? Love on layaway.
I don't even care. I'm going to say no.
That is fake. You retain the lead. It's 8 for Vinny, 7 for Bob, and 6 for Maddie. The orgasm gap. Heterosexual couples face weekly challenges designed to expose who's actually finishing. And who's actually faking?
You couldn't do that. It's fake.
Yeah.
I say fake too.
You're all right.
Yeah.
Vinny holds on to the lead. How about this one? Meet my algorithm. Contestants must date the person their phone activity selects for them.
What's it called?
Meet my algorithm.
It sounds... I think, yeah. Yeah, I think that's real.
I'll go fake.
Fake.
It is fake.
Yes!
Bob and Vinny are tied. Flip a coin to see who goes first.
Hold on, because you have to pick a different thing. I have a coin.
Here, Vinny.
Okay, Bob, call it in the air.
Heads. It's on the ground.
A tail.
Okay, so you're going to go first.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wait, do I want to go first?
Yeah, because then you get to pick.
Because if you both think it's fake, then you'll get to be the first one to say it.
There's no winner then.
My ex is my plus one. Contestants must attend dates, parties, and eliminations with the ex they definitely don't still care about.
That's true.
Nope, it's fake.
It is fake.
Yeah!
Oh, everybody score of 10 to whatever you guys got. That's Bob all the way.
Dang it.
Bob on the waves. Bob on the waves.
All right, the end. What's coming up in the news?
I hate crappy shows. All that stuff that you just... Anyway. Nerd news, everyone. Right. Next. What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. After all, Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny... Alice's morning show powered by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily and links to all our personal profiles.
You know who makes a great impression?
Who?
President Lisa.
Yes.
Like she came in here and took over.
Yep.
I really enjoyed that segment.
She was very outgoing from the get-go. Lisa Smoot, the president of San Francisco Bay Coffee, was our guest advisor this morning. That's in the 7 o'clock podcast. I'm sure you clipped that out for our YouTube channel, and you can watch us live on YouTube. And
listen to the show on demand.
Yeah,
it's there for you.
And there's hours of it every day.
Right. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Want more Sarah and Vinny?
Yes.
The Saturday Morning Special is back. Get the best of the week each Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thank goodness.
Mm. Is there no more on
that? No. There's no more. But I was having a little mic issue, so I'm okay. Don't worry, everyone.
Let me add something to that. I think you might have just added it to mine. All weekend long, even during the Saturday morning special, listen at the top of the hour, every hour, for the code word that you take to RadioAlice.com for tickets for Post Malone and Buddies during the big game weekend, February 6th at Fort Mason, courtesy of Bud Light and Republic Records.
I have that at 9:30, but at 8:30, it doesn't say all that.
Mm.
I don't know. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's time for news. We're going to start with nerd news.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
There nerd it is. Alert. The big science stories of the week include oatmeal.
Oh.
In breakfast news, a study found that eating nothing but oatmeal for 2 days can lower your cholesterol by 10%.
But I got to eat it all day, every day?
Oh, for 2 days? That's not, how hard's that?
You know, here's the problem with me and oatmeal. I am going to put maple syrup, blueberries, nuts, and everything else on there. Like, I'm not just going to eat a bowl of oatmeal.
Even after you stop, there's a lasting effect for 6 weeks.
Oh, really? If you eat it for 2 days. Do you think that when people on Big Brother go on slop, they're eating oatmeal?
Yeah. They can't feed them something that's going to really make them sick.
Right.
I'm sure some lawyer is sitting there going, you can't feed them that. No. Yeah.
But we can lower their cholesterol significantly if you make them go on slop for a week and it's actually oatmeal.
People in the study ate oatmeal 3 times a day, maybe with a little fruit mixed in, but nothing else.
Oh.
Fruit works. Mm-hmm. A little bit of fruit will sweeten stuff.
I want maple syrup.
Eat this cereal now because I've just cut out having to make oatmeal in the morning. It's just a pain. This cereal I eat is like just...
like grass clippings.
It's really
twigs.
About as unfun as it gets. Yeah. Like it really is. But I put some raisins in it and it's completely edible.
That's that Ezekiel?
Yep.
Is it called that? Ezekiel?
Ezekiel. And there's like cereal. 3 different ones.
Oh.
One has almonds, one has raisins, one's plain. And I just add raisins because the one with raisins, they're like little mini bricks.
Oh.
Ah. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We just have raisins because we have kids, so yeah. They're around. Anyway, oatmeal, everyone. It's good for you.
Turns out.
In bathroom news.
Oh, well.
The site ZME Science did a deep dive on whether flushing really transfers bacteria from your toilet to your toothbrush. And the answer is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The only way to solve that problem would be installing a vacuum toilet like airplanes have.
Or, you know, you could close the lid when you flush.
Certainly, there's that.
Yeah, sure. You could do that.
Or put your toothbrush someplace not out in, you know, wide open.
Or one of those things that go over the bristles, you know, just like a little
card. I'm not worried about it. I've lived this long. And
oh, you're going to go with that one again.
I'm just going to keep on keeping on.
In shark news,
sorry,
a study found great white sharks' teeth change as they get older and bigger. They're more like needles at first to help them catch small stuff. But once they get big enough to eat, you know, us, their teeth are wider and arranged more like a serrated knife. And new teeth grow in every few weeks just to make sure they have enough teeth to eat stuff. God, sharks.
Sharks, they're all mouth. Oh.
That makes me feel better about the shark necklaces we were all wearing in the early 2000s.
That they get new ones every few weeks, yeah.
That's how they get the shark teeth. They just wash up on shore, probably, because the sharks are hanging out right there, dropping teeth everywhere they go.
In bad science news, the journal Nature did an article on how social media users sometimes catch mistakes in studies that scientists didn't notice.
Oh.
So not everything we do on there is pointless.
Like what kinds of things? Any no examples?
I have no examples, but it would be wrong to say social media is pointless. I just think it also does have that I have fallen in and I can't get out.
Yeah. Maybe we need a medic alert for that. I can't stop scrolling. I've wasted 2 whole days looking at other people's content creation and learning new dance moves.
They call this junk science.
Okay.
Men in general have much bigger junk than males of other species. So a study looked at why we evolved that way, and there might be 2 reasons. Women like them.
Yeah.
That way.
Uh-huh.
And men fear it.
Oh, because if it's aggressive, they're like, oh no, it's so big.
It might touch me.
The study found size does matter to women up to a certain point, and men see it as a sign of dominance, which mattered more before clothes were a thing.
Well, there's always locker rooms for a little show off.
What do you know about it?
I know stuff.
You don't.
Sure I do. I know how dudes are.
A study finds, this is really interesting to me, and if you're a parent of a young boy, you need to hear this.
Okay.
A lot of teen boys are being lured into gambling.
Oh.
I certainly chased kegs and beer and girls. I never gambled.
Mm.
Like, I played poker with my dumb friends with change that we had, or we would get, I'd have a $20 bill in the budget that I could take to the horse track in Del Mar. And, you know, we'd drink I'd very slowly lose that $20. But that, now that it's coming into your phone, your kid could get themselves into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And if they listen to any sports podcast,
yes,
they're always sponsored by these betting companies right now. Like, there's no way they can get away from the advertising for it.
A new study reveals that more than one third of teenage boys between the ages of 11 and 17 have admitted to gambling in the past year.
Oh, wow.
So you're flirting with big trouble.
Mm.
It's not a surprise
when
someone goes.
Well, they spot you your first bet sometimes, mm-hmm, and now you've got a little bit of money. You're like, well, I'm not just going to leave it sitting there.
And the chasing thing is real. Well, I got to win my money back. I got to, let me get, one big win is going to put me back in business. So my mom and dad won't ground me and be mad at me.
Right.
Because you're that age, 11 to 17.
Yikes.
Additionally, they say 60% of 11 to 17 year olds are seeing ads for gambling on YouTube and social media, and it's being pushed into their feeds.
Yeah. Well, these places want to make money, your money. They want it.
Legal gambling begins at age 18, so they are skirting the requirements, the age requirement. And of course they are. Well, who's going to stop them?
Right. Right. Mm.
So know that. Keep an eye on your kids with their gambling, because this is something that can really get out of hand.
Yeah. Also, because they probably have to lie about their age to get on those sites. If they ever get a big windfall, make sure you claim it or they're going to lose it.
Right.
So help your kid gamble, with his gambling problem by claiming his money and then save it for college.
Your kids don't gamble? Because you are a big fan.
I am not an addict when it comes to it. I do enjoy it, and I love playing cards, and I love playing poker, but I love playing games, and I just usually give myself, $200. I go to Vegas, and once I've lost $200, I just walk away from the tables with no longing. Like, I don't bet on football games, and you know what I mean? Like,
so they're not into it, is what you're saying.
I'm going to check with them. Because it hadn't even occurred to me that they might be gambling on their phones.
I know neither of them are into sports, so that's right. One way they would avoid it. But gambling in general is a high.
Love it.
You're
it's
in pursuit
so
of that win, and when you do, and I've seen you win, and no one celebrates a win like you do. In fact, you are competitive, but it's crazy to see you win something. You were banging your head against the wall. You were like,
oh, when we won the lottery?
Yeah, I
couldn't believe it.
What is happening to her?
I know. I don't understand why I do that. I can think of a few times that I've actually run at a wall and just like hit my head against it because I was so excited about, and not just gambling or winning, but like the one that pops to mind is when Neil Schoenshaan came in.
Oh, that
I'm
was
like,
super
what
funny.
What the hell is happening here? My idol just walked into the room. And I managed to get a selfie.
You got the selfie, but you didn't say one word to the guy.
Because I was like, oh my God, he's sitting right
this
there.
This is the weird, you weren't around for this.
No,
Maddie.
What happened?
Neil Schoenshaan, the guitar player for Journey.
Yes.
Her admitted idol comes walking into the studio.
It was a surprise. I'll put it this way. They surprised me with this guy.
Was this your birthday, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't remember
why
it happened.
I think Alan from Bananas
set it up. Yeah, definitely. He set it up.
But I was just, I was at a complete loss. I just didn't know what to say to him. And I'm terrible with people that I like. I'm terrible with that. I'm like, if I meet, that's why I never want to like get a picture with any stars or meet any stars, because I've so many times I've just embarrassed myself. I'm either a total motor mouth and I have to tell them everything I know about them, or I just can't say a word and I just sit there shivering.
I started talking to him, hoping it would, you know, drag her into the conversation. Not a word. Wow. The whole time. I'm like, oh my God, I am interviewing Neal Shawn because she won't. You just went, no. And then he leaves and she's like, I can't believe it. I didn't even talk to him. And then Pat writes her and he's like, why didn't you sing with him? And she goes, oh my God, I should have sung a song with Neal Shawn. He was right here. God. He had a guitar.
Don't remind me that. Oh God, it would have been so great. I'd be like, break into Stone in Love. Those crazy nights I do remember. That might have broken me out on my show.
I don't know what happened.
Wow. I've had that happen three times with James Hetfield, where I've met him.
Who?
James Hetfield from Metallica.
Metallica?
Yeah. And I have
silenced
I have fudged it every time. Mm. Like completely. Like
happens.
He even talked to me. We were at a show and he looked over and said, hey, and I'm just like, you're a James Hetfield.
Yeah, people love that. You're James Hetfield. Yep, I am. Can I? I got to get away from this guy.
Grandmas.
Oh.
Pardon me. Don't usually need a reason to spend time with their grandkids because they love their grandkids.
Usually.
A study found grandparents might reap some health benefits from babysitting their grandkids.
Oh.
So maybe you should spend more time with your grandkids is the point.
Mm. Like what kind of health
and the
benefits?
Parents will appreciate that yeah. too.
If you follow all their rules.
I definitely have seen my mom when she's with the grandkids, she's busy, she's active, she's charging and it exhausts her, but it's in a good way. And I appreciate that.
I had a day.
She's getting after it. And she has her, you know, times where she's like, I need a break. Mm. Walks away with her little phone and she sits there and does whatever on her phone. I don't know what.
I'm playing Candy Crush.
Some game, yes. Or some show she's recorded. Who knows? But they say they found that grandmas who do a lot of babysitting tend to be sharper mentally than grandmas who don't. Grandfathers see an effect too, just not as much. And I don't know how that plays out. I mean, my mom is completely all in with the kids.
Mm. I hope I'm a grandma someday.
Hugs them and, you know, plays with them and then, you know, puts them to sleep, makes
sure
they're showered.
Maybe I should start, like, you know, really guilting my kids and be like, you know, I really want to be a grandma. That would probably work, right?
I don't know.
Did your mom ever... When am I going to get some grandkids?
No, yeah. I think if you asked her, and I'm sure some point she'll be around you to for you to do so.
Hey,
but
Sandy.
I would guess that my mom would have said to herself, I'm never getting grandkids.
Yeah, I feel like I'm never going to get grandkids.
And maybe there was a chance with my youngest brother, but she probably had written me off and definitely wrote Keith off. And then when we were together, and I have always had partners, but I just never expected that of myself either. And then suddenly, there we are.
How did I get here?
We have a kid. Wait, we have two kids.
Mm.
Being a parent's awesome. So we sometimes say some kooky stuff around here, like being a parent's too hard and they ask too much of us.
It's all the stuff.
But it's good.
It's everything.
It's really great too.
The best and the worst.
Anyway, grandmas, spend more time with your grandkids. It's good for you.
Keep sharp.
800-400-3697. That's our number. And Maddie's on the show.
Let's see here. 707. Vinny, thanks for sharing so much about what is going on with Isla. I have a daughter who is close in age, and it is so fun to hear how similar they are. Also, the other day when you said she got the part of Susan in Narnia, I squealed out loud in my car. I played the role of Susan when I was 12, and it was my first time being cast as a lead after playing many small parts. So excited for her. It's a fantastic show, and she'll have some great musical numbers.
It's a really big deal in her life. Yes. Thank you for writing. A
lot of lines to learn.
Yeah. Songs, all the stuff. Songs. Right. She loved.
Dancing.
But it's not hard because she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to do it and wants to love it.
925, how do you choose the best stuff for Saturday? Your show is pure gold from start to finish. Danny Alamo, listening
it's
on Odyssey.
It's really difficult to sift through all the greatness, but we managed to put a show together for you every week. So, and by the way, if you've been missing the Saturday morning special, it's back.
It's back.
Yeah.
And Maddie picks that stuff out. Yeah. So, you know, he's probably like, I'm not in that segment. It's out of here.
Yeah,
no
forget good. That one.
707. Big Brother slop is made of oats, water, unflavored protein powder, vitamins, and minerals designed to provide nutrition but taste awful.
Okay.
Wow. It sucks that they still make them eat it, but they never talk about the have-nots anymore on that show.
I know.
Show.
That's
they
true.
Hardly what ever the feature point? What's the point? Oh, I've been in slop for a week. You have? I didn't see that happen.
CBS, I've got notes. Hit me up.
925. I'm babysitting my first grandchild who was 10 months old today for the first time next week. I'm so excited. Robin, I've been listening since the beginning and I'm currently listening on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey. We're going to take a quick break and when we get back, your chance to win Benson Boone and Jabuzi tickets.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.